long time. But they were cold right to the very last lick. Sam and Joe felt lazy and happy and cold inside. And it was hot. "Now we'll go back to Grandad," Joe said at last. They got up off the grass and went back, but the seat was empty. Grandad had gone. "He has given us the slip," Sam said. "That was what he wanted to do. He gave us the money so that he could go off by himself." "Well, let him go. I don't care," Sam said. We will look for him." They looked on all the seats in the park, but Grandad wasn't on any of them. They looked behind every bush and tree, but they can't find him. They ran to the end of every path, but there was no Grandad. "But did I tell you, he's gone, good and proper," Sam said. "But he wasn't in the fish shop. He wasn't in the barber's. And he wasn't in the paper shop. They couldn't find him anywhere. No Grandad." They ran and ran and ran. "I'm hot all over again," Sam said. "Let's stop. What's the good of going on? We've lost him. We will not find him now. I'm going as far as the market."
"Yeah, but the market's over long ago. No one will be there now," Sam said. "And it's a long way to the market.
I don't want to go back."
"You said you did."
"We'll go back if I'm tired."
"I didn't say I was tired. I only said I was hot," Sam said.
"Well then, if you're coming..."